Mike Houston.
Trying to multitask. All right. Well, we were able to get in about 77 offensive plays versus defensive plays this afternoon before lightning hit in the area. Got in probably, you know, a good dozen or so special teams plays. So, you know, right at a 90-play scrimmage. You know, it was a little bit different than our last couple of scrimmages in that we did not have a script for what happened on the field. We just put the ball down, kicked off, and just played it game simulation. So the officials really controlled everything. You know, whatever situations came up, we played them out. And so it was a continuous scrimmage, but one that was a little bit more like a true game simulation. So it's good to get back out there and have some full contact practice. You know, as far as the performance, you know, pretty evenly matched day, I would say, overall. Some big plays for both sides, and some busts for both sides. I would put our performance probably somewhere between the first and second scrimmage, and really, you know, not surprising due to, you know, we still have a pretty high number in the return to play protocol that did not participate today. So looking forward to getting those guys back in the coming week or so and getting ready for Central Florida.
Okay, we will open it up to questions for Coach Houston.
Coach, referees, you know, were there a lot of penalties? How much did that affect?
Not a fairly clean scrimmage from that standpoint. So not a whole lot of flags. And a very, very experienced crew, too. I think six of the officials out there today were American Conference officials, the white hat. I've had multiple times, you know, very solid referee. So felt like we had a really good crew with us today also.
Coach, did anything stand out, or do you have to kind of see the film first before you can tell?
Well, I mean, certainly the film's going to, you know, kind of tell the tape, you know, kind of what really happened out there. You know, I was on the field with the players. I thought that some things stood out. I thought our defense executed much better than we probably did the last scrimmage. You know, I thought blitz patterns were pretty, pretty tight. I thought our coverages, we were all on the same page for the most part. So that's solid. You know, had some receivers that made some, very tough catches. I thought that you played pretty well at that position today, and I thought all of our quarterbacks played decent.
Coach, three scrimmages down, I know you guys had a big break between the second and third one, but
yeah.
Usually do you feel like things are pretty good on both sides of the ball just as far as, you know, everything, you know, coaches calling plays and the guys lining up properly, that sort of stuff?
I think we're doing a pretty good job with that stuff. You know, it's one of those things, like we talked about, you know, about a week and a half ago when we first started back, is, you know, certainly I hate that we had that long of a pause because I do think it set us back a little bit. I think we're getting back close to where we were when we went into the pause. I think we'll be ready to play Central Florida in 2 weeks, so I feel good about that. I feel good about how far we've progressed since the middle of last week.
Coach, with the new defense, and then to kind of pick up on Steve's question there about making sure everybody kind of was lined up in this new scheme, could you tell a difference in that layoff, or did you think everybody really was where they needed to be and carried out their assignments?
Well, I mean, back to, you know, a week and a half ago with the layoff, you know, we first came back, it was like, you know, they'd forgotten everything. And so we really did take everything and reteach it last week and the beginning of this week. And I feel like now we're getting back to a point where everybody's on the same page. Our execution is much crisper. You know, we're not having as many mistakes in coverage. So, you know, I think we're getting there.
Hey, Coach, to go along with that, and mostly on the defensive side of the ball, I think a lot of people watched that Navy-BYU game, and one of the things that stood out was the tackling and how the pandemic and lack of physical contact maybe affected that. Will you watch games this weekend and, you know, maybe look at some of those things that might apply as far as, you know, lack of contact or, you know, kind of how the pandemic's had an effect to try to game plan for your first game?
Well, I mean, I'm going to watch football. I mean, I'm glad it's here, and I'm, I've I stayed awake as long as I could last night watching Miami and UAB. But, you know, you can see even last night with that game, you know, talent level was obvious. But the execution was just not as sharp as what you normally see from a team of that caliber. And I think you'll probably see a lot of the same things this weekend. And I think that's really the, you know, that's really the true test is, you know, just how much can we simulate over the next 2 weeks, you know, game situations and game speed. And, you know, you want to do that, but at the same time, you also, you know, you got to be conscientious of making sure your team is ready to go play Central Florida. So, you know, I hope our tackling is better than what we saw last Monday night. I think it will be. You know, certainly we put enough of an emphasis on it. You know, when you get out there on the field, and especially playing a team of the caliber of UCF, you know, probably the most talented team in our league. I don't think anybody would argue with that. And the speed that they have on that on the offensive side of the ball will certainly test us.
Can you expand on the quarterbacks at all? It's kind of the top of your head. Are there any bright plays or moments that you kind of think of after that?
I mean, I think, you know, Holton got a good bit of work right at the beginning, and then, you know, Holton's had plenty of work. So we got him out of there. Alex Flynn and Mason Garcia, we really tried to get them a lot of work today. I thought both of them played well. I thought Alex probably handled, you know, he had a lot of pressure now. I thought he handled it pretty good, stayed pretty composed. I just saw him outside just a minute ago, and I said, I know Coach Kirkpatrick's going to just chew you out on Murfreesboro on Sunday. But I did thought he handled everything out there on the field well. Mason made some throws that just you're like, you know, wow. You know, just his talent is special. And so, you know, some of the throws that he made, the way he stood in the pocket today, he's getting there. Still young, but he's getting there.
Just going off the backup quarterback battle, how important is it for the number two just to being able to operate right now, if Holton goes out of series, to be able to go in there and just operate the offense, not make mistakes?
Well, it's critical. I mean, it's what we're have to be competitive. You're always one play away at any position, and certainly the quarterback position's, you know, probably the most critical for that because, you know, it's the general of the offense. And so, you know, the good thing is we're in much better shape right now than we were last year. You know, we have plenty of talent in the room. We just got to get that talent some experience.
Hi, Coach. I don't suppose you have any idea of how not having any fans in the stands will affect the team this year, particularly in the first game.
Who am I speaking to?
Hi, I'm Jeff Sabin from the East Carolinian.
How you doing, Jeff? I mean, certainly it's going to be different. It's going to be foreign. It's going to be strange. It's going to be something that, you know, we've never experienced before. And I think especially when you factor in just, you know, our fan base, our student body, you know, it's one of the things I think is the strength of our program is, you know, the passionate fans, you know, the student section on game day. And certainly that's a factor that, you know, helps us. And so I think not having that is going to be, you know, to be something we've got to adjust to. But, you know, it's very much like what we had today. You know, there might have been a handful of people out there watching this afternoon, but the stadium was mostly empty. So that's what it's going to be like on game day.
Coach, will next week be like a mock game week for you guys, or can you kind of take us through that?
Yeah. To a degree, we're taking tomorrow off, come back Sunday and do some more install stuff and some corrections from the scrimmage. Monday will be a heavy install day for UCF, and then, you know, we're going to be pretty light on those 2 days, no contact or anything like that. Then Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday are going to be traditional game week practices. You know, really try to get we've got 54 brand new players in our program this year. So, you know, they have no idea what our game weeks are like. So we're going to try to take them through Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. This is what game week is like. Friday, we're going to have a mock game simulation. And we do that every year, basically a week out. And so we're going to go through, you know, locker room setup, pregame. And for this stuff, I mean, it's going to be new for everybody because this is COVID-19 locker room setup, COVID-19, you know, pregame warm-up. and just how we do everything, sidelines, halftime, all that stuff. Try to take our kids through everything that we're going to have when we get to game day the following Saturday.
Are there any other questions for Coach Houston this afternoon? Okay, Coach, thank you very much for your time.
Okay, guys, thanks a lot. Looking forward. 2 weeks from tomorrow, we'll actually be talking about games. Everybody have a good weekend. All right.